Good morning, Andre.
Hey, bro. You know, with the recent passing of Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, how do you think the property market is going to react? And what did this man actually mean to the property market?
A lot. I read his speeches on property. He was a really strong advocate for Singaporeans owning their home. He gave three reasons. First, he said that home ownership is critical because we are an immigrant community with no common history.
That's true.
So what he really meant was that home ownership is a way to bring people together and give them roots in Singapore. And the second reason he felt was that home ownership is important because, you know, it prevents estates from turning into slums. And so when you own something, you're more likely to take good care of it because you want it to increase in its value, right? Third, he believed that home ownership allows all Singaporeans the ability to participate in the success of the Singapore story.
And that has happened very much so, right? Because people who bought their flats 20 years ago have seen an amazing appreciation.
Absolutely. The kind of capital appreciation is in line with our GDP growth. And that is a great equalizer of wealth. And he even said, you know, if Singapore prospers, their flat values will appreciate and they will share in the growth. Home ownership motivates Singaporeans to work hard and upgrade to better flats for a better quality of living. The HDB story reflects a social mobility in Singapore.
Because I was just having a chat with my parents yesterday, and my brother, who recently bought his apartment, is moving out. So with both of us moving out, they don't need the executive maisonette that they have. So exactly what Mr. Lee was talking about, after owning it for about 20 over years, you're probably going to want to sell it and retire, and that will be your nest.
Absolutely. So that is, the government has been very active in finding ways to unlock the value of that nest, right?
Mm.
So you can either sell it, or you can rent it out, or you can have a cash payback system from the HDB that allows you to get an annuity stream out of the home asset.
Could you please just give me a little bit more info about the lease buyback scheme? How does that work?
I'll use a typical example of an elderly couple owning a 3-room flat in Bedok, which has a remaining lease of 70 years and a market value of $323,000, right? So under this lease buyback scheme, HDB will buy back 40 years of the lease at $138,000, and the couple will use this $138,000 to top up their what they call retirement account part of the CPF. So collectively, they'll get about $1,600.
Wow, and they get to stay in this apartment also, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a good idea, man.
So for more details, you can check out the HDB website, and also we'll be running a series of features of Mr. Lee's legacy on the property market, and you can check it out on srx.com.sg.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Have a nice day, buddy.
Thank you.